Lakeland. A warm, dry fall weather is helping producers across the region progress with getting this year's crops off the field. We've been given a good harvest season. The weather seems to have cooperated for the most part, according to the County of St. Paul's agricultural fieldman Keith Cornelson. Yields are looking to be average or above average, from what Cornelson has heard from area producers, which is a big improvement over last year. In 2021, municipalities across the Lakeland declared states of agricultural disaster due to drought. Of course, along with good yields, producers are hoping for good quality on the crops they bring in too. Cornelson notes that it looks like the rain experienced in June and July was enough to keep crops held over, despite a drier August and September. As of last week, Cornelson said farmers in the area were still combining cereals and canola would be next. "I feel that they're right on schedule. There's not a lot of worry out there," said Cornelson, adding, "Once the canola is done, the percentage of overall crops harvested will increase dramatically. I think people are pretty positive out there," said Cornelson, adding, "compared to the last few years, we're in good shape for sure." When asked if there have been any specific challenges noted this season as far as pests, Cornelson says one of the biggest issues he's seen this year is how widespread Canada thistle is. After a dry 2021, and dry periods experienced in 2022, it's not a surprise that the noxious weed has flourished. "The dry conditions promote the weeds with deep roots to grow really well," explained Cornelson. The County of St. Paul is also always on the lookout for clubroot in canola field. This year, the municipality found 5 fields with clubroot, which is down from average, which is about 10 fields per season. Farmers are doing a better job picking canola varieties to grow, and the dry weather may have helped too, said Cornelson, further giving credit to local producers for being more mindful and careful about spreading clubroot. Wrapping up harvest on Sunday night, Robert Bouchard and his crew were busy taking off one of the last crops of 2022. Bouchard is a former reeve for the County of St. Paul and a longtime producer in the area. Having rented his first piece of land at the age of 16 years old, Bouchard has owned his own farm in the West Cove area, north of St. Paul, since 1971. This year, he seeded a total of 2,000 acres consisting of canola and barley. While out combining barley on Sunday evening, Bouchard said he predicted he would likely be done harvest before Tuesday morning. "The weather this fall has been ideal for many farmers in the Lakeland, and the yields and quality that are coming in appear promising too. Of course, the 2022 season has not been without its challenges. The cost of fuel has been outrageous," says Bouchard. "It costs about $2,000 to fill each combine in the morning, every morning. Then, there are the trucks needed to haul grain that also require fuel. And while the larger machinery may require a lot of fuel, the efficiencies and improvements the technology bring to the farm are no doubt appreciated." Bouchard says the improvements made in machinery over the last 15 years have been one of the biggest changes he's noticed. When asked about any other challenges, Bouchard says he did find clubroot in his canola this season, despite his best efforts to avoid it. He says he does not agree with the County of St. Paul's approach to clubroot management, noting that canola is a big cash crop, and he believes a 2-year rotation is sufficient, rather than 3. The County of St. Paul did recently table discussions to change the municipality's policy, while more information was gathered on the 2-year and 3-year rotation recommendations. Crop reports. According to the September 13 Alberta Crop Report, the weather has allowed harvest to advance substantially. Overall, about 59% of major crops have now been combined, ahead of the 5-year and 10-year averages of 36%, according to the September 13 Crop Report. On September 20, an updated crop report was released, stating 87% of all crops were swathed or combined. Producers in the Peace region and Northeast region were making the most progress, early in the month. And while producers in other areas may have seen less progress, compared to 5-year averages, harvest progress is ahead for all regions. Combining across the province on all crops is now 77% complete and well ahead of the 10-year average of 53%, according to the September 20 crop report. The report added, specifically this past week, the Northeast and Northwest made significant harvest progress with both increasing combine completion on major crops by 21% through the week. Barley and peas are expected to be lower quality than provincial average in the Northeast. But wheat and canola are of very high quality, according to the crop report. About 73% of crops are in the bin, 14% are in swath and 13% remain standing, as of the September 20 report. Pastures a challenge. One challenge that some cattle and livestock producers may be experiencing is lower quality when it comes to pastures. Cornelson noted that some farmers are bringing cattle in early because of a lack of moisture and lots of thistle growing, and not as much grass. If someone was going to worry about something, it would be that, said Cornelson, speaking to the quality of pastures. When farmers were baling this summer, there were good yields, which is promising, but the question still remains if producers will have enough feed to carry through the winter. Currently, pasture and hay growth is generally slow, and in the case of pasture is being grazed with no recovery, according to the September 13 crop report. In some areas, livestock are moving onto harvested fields. Provincial pasture growing condition are now rated as 29% poor, 51% fair, and 20% good, with similar ratings for tame hay.